From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as he met today with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at a news conference in Kabul.
If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos and once again become a safe haven for international terrorism.
Secretary Mattis said NATO was committed to funding the Afghan security forces until at least 2020 and would continue to provide almost $1 billion each year to the Afghan defense and security forces.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Within hours of Mattis having arrived in Kabul, at least 6 mortar rounds landed in the eastern part of Kabul International Airport. The ruling party's former defense minister, Ojaho Lourenco, has been sworn in as the president of Angola, giving the oil-rich African nation its first new leader in 38 years. Mr. Lourenco replaces outgoing leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who is 75 and rumored to be in ill health, deciding not to run for re-election this year. Hurt by falling oil prices, he vowed to tackle the Southwest African country's economic problems. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said he will visit the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands next week, still reeling from the effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and defended the disaster response against complaints it has been slow.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction time by Washington.
We are grateful for the attention that the president himself has pledged on Puerto Rico. I really have been somewhat absent of social media, so I can only speak to what he has personally said to me, and I can guarantee to everybody that's listening, the president has called, has pledged his support.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Hurricane Maria. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani on Tuesday claimed victory in the referendum vote for independence and called for a dialogue with Iraqi authorities, who have rejected the vote as unconstitutional. In the meantime, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Tuesday threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there didn't concede control of airports to federal authorities. The referendum vote is non-binding, but Mr. Barzani said he hopes it will lead to a dialogue with Baghdad on secession. Saudi King Salman on Tuesday ordered women to be allowed to drive. The royal decree directs the formation of a ministerial body to give advice and implement the order by next June 24th. Ali Shihabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
This has been hanging over the country for decades. It was a sort of a conservative habit that the religious establishment held on to and resisted, and so as a sort of symbol of upholding tradition.
Saudi ambassador to Washington, Prince Khaled bin Salman, said Tuesday was a historic day and a big day in the Saudi kingdom. The UN on Tuesday said nearly 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have now fled violence in Myanmar's restive Western Rakhine state to Bangladesh. And that, says Jan Laerke of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, has outpaced international efforts to respond.
The scale of the emergency has surpassed the initial projections. Humanitarian partners are now revising the response plan to account for additional needs and expect that funding requirements for the next 6 months could rise to some $200 million.
The exodus follows a crackdown by security forces after they came under attack from Muslim insurgents last August. French President Emmanuel Macron Tuesday offered his vision of a reformed European Union.
L'Europe que nous connaissons.
Speaking at the Sorbonne, Mr. Macron said the Europe we know is too weak, too slow, and too inefficient. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.